Hi, good evening, and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Tonight, we start 2 weeks with some wonderful performers from here in Mid-Missouri. Tonight, a country singer from out of Boonville and a singer-songwriter from here in Columbia, both of whom have new releases about to come out. One's going to perform for us live in the studio. We're going to hear a little bit of the other CD, so some great music to enjoy this week on the show. Also tonight, our Trevor Harris will be along. He's going to preview this weekend's Wild and Scenic Film Festival. We'll talk about that and some of the films that you can enjoy and other things that are going to be happening this weekend. So some music, film, and a lot to talk about tonight. It's Thinking Out Loud next on KBIA. Hi, good evening, and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. Lots of great music on tonight's show, and later Trevor Harris previewing the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. We're going to start, though, hearing from a couple of great musicians, though. We're going to hear from Tanner Lee first off. He is a country singer out of Boonville who has a new release coming out very soon. It's terrific stuff. He actually brought in his guitar and is going to play a song live for us here in the studio and talk about getting his music career started. We are also going to hear from a great old friend of mine, Anna Solstice. She has a new release coming out. In fact, she's having a CD release party tomorrow night to welcome her new three-song CD, and we're going to hear from that as well. So lots to look forward to tonight. Next week on the show, more great musicians from here in Mid-Missouri, a band that's right on the verge of really, I think, becoming a big deal called A Simple Exchange. And an old friend of ours who now lives out in North Carolina but is originally from this region that you've probably heard on a Prairie Home Companion, Joe Newberry, is going to be in town visiting, and we'll talk to Joe as well. So that's coming up on next week's show. Next, though, our visit with Tanner Lee. All right, it's Thinking Out Loud, KBIA, and we are talking with several local musicians that have some exciting stuff going on, and one of them that we're going to talk to now is Boonville native Tanner Lee. He's got a CD that is just getting wrapped up, about to come out, and is going to be doing some performing around here and all over the country, has some really exciting stuff going on. We're going to talk about Tanner Lee, and Tanner, welcome, man. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Darren. I appreciate it.
Let's start by talking about the CD, because I know that you've been working on this for a little while. Just kind of tell us where you're at on that right now.
It's been a fun process. So last week I got the final two mixes on 11 tracks. So we've worked for a couple years trying to get it put together, and it's been fun. It's been a trip, man. Everybody should have the opportunity to record in a place like Muscle Shoals.
And I was going to ask about that. Recording down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and of course for people that aren't familiar with that, an unbelievable musical legacy with a lot of different styles of music there.
Oh my gosh, everything you can imagine. It's self-professed, I think. I don't know if it's ever been proven, but they call it the hit capital of the world.
I bet.
And Jimmy Nutt, the guy who owns the studio, Nutthouse Studio, that I've recorded most of this in, was an engineer at Fame, and Fame is the studio where the Muscle Shoals sound originated.
Tanner, you mentioned Gary Nichols, and the guy that's putting mm-hmm. this record together for you. This guy is really a very important music figure now, and is, I think, right on the verge, you said, of maybe getting to be a whole lot bigger all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's doing great. He could not have done any better over the last couple of years, and that's what slowed our album production down a little bit. He took over Chris Stapleton's role as the lead man for the Steel Drivers a couple years back, about 3 years ago, and walked in right on the tail of an album release for them that turned out to be a really good album. But he's certainly gotten his chops on this one, and he produced the Muscle Shoals recordings, and that has been nominated for a Grammy.
So if you see Steel Drivers get that one, that's going to be that's going to be good news for Tanner.
Good news for me, man.
Yeah, right on. Going to play us a song. Talk about what you're going to play for us here.
Yeah, I'm going to play you one that's it's amazing. It's a really fun song on the album, too, and it was probably one of the most amazing recording sessions. This is a song. It's not my original, actually. Chris Stapleton wrote it, and I found it in a stack. You know, we went through, so part of album creation is taking a lot of your own music and also looking through a lot of catalogs of music from really good publishing houses. And so I went through about 300 songs, and I found this song, and it was an acoustic demo, messy acoustic demo, but Chris Stapleton had written it, and it's called Drinking Alone, and I loved it. And so I did a cut on it and brought it in, and on a trip back to Nashville, in the van or in the bus, Gary plays my initial cut, my initial rough cut out of the studio of this song. And everybody in the group loved it so much that they ended up cutting it and putting it on the record. So I found this song. They ended up putting it on the record. which released ahead of mine. So now I'm covering their song. I played this song the other night at Rose Music Hall, and somebody came up at the end and he said, "Man, that's a great cover of that Steel Driver song." That was mine first. But no, I love the fact that we share it, and it's an awesome song. It's called Drinking Alone.
Dancing like a mule, fighting like a chicken, talking like a fool. Found a few friends who help me pretend we ain't through. Because anything's better than thinking about you. Sitting at home, knowing you're gone, watching the phone, drinking alone. I run like a lion, lying like a dog, cussing like a sailor, singing like a frog. Found a few friends who help me pretend we ain't through. Because anything's better than thinking about you. We're sitting at home, knowing you're gone, watching the phone, drinking alone. You left me crying like a child. So like a hog, I'm running wild. I'm smoking like a chimney and chugging like a train, drowning like a rag going down the drain. I'm on a rock to the cock-a-doodle-doo. Because anything's better than thinking about you. Sitting at home, knowing you're gone, watching the phone, drinking alone. Because anything's better than thinking about you. Sitting at home, knowing you're gone, watching the phone, drinking alone.
Fantastic. Tanner Lee.
I love that.
That's great. And again, it's TannerLeeMusic.com. A couple more questions for you here, Tanner, before we let you go. You are obviously looking to make a career of this and go out there and be big stuff in the music business. Imagine for a moment that this happens and you're going out there and living the dream and all that. Tell me what you take of Cooper County, Missouri with you.
Oh, it's a great question. It's a great question. I have found... I moved away. I left here after college and went to St. Louis, and I lived there for about 12 years. And so I found that to be home. You know, I kind of made my home there, raised my children there. And I came back one Thanksgiving, and I was kind of very homesick for some reason. I hadn't been for over a decade. And I thought to myself, what am I doing? Like, what am I going to do? Like, am I really... taking that family tree and branching it off into a different city, because this is where my home is. I've got 7 generations of family that I can track within a 10-mile radius of where I live right
now.
And so what do I take from Cooper County? I take everything. It's made me everything I am. All my experiences and my ability to not take things very seriously and understand the value of family and understand the value of the gift that I have for music. How great is this job? You know, you get to do what you love for a living. It's like having a hobby where people pay to come and watch you do it. It's the greatest thing ever. And that's the schooling, the people, my family, the community. That's all taught me that. Having exposure to the university here and the availability for culture and music, it formed me into who I am very much so.
I want to kind of segue from that into talking about a project that you started pretty recently to kind of give back a bit to the folks in Boonville, particularly through music. And I think it's fantastic. And I want you to talk about the guitar project, because this is awesome.
And I have to thank you, too, for being, maybe the very first donor to the project. So every year at Christmas time, my family, my siblings, I have 3 siblings, a brother and 2 sisters, we determined a few years ago that we were no longer going to buy each other gifts. You know, we're adults. We got what we need. Yeah, but what we were going to do is we were going to donate the money that we would spend on a gift to something we cared about and then talk about it at Christmas. And mine was music. Music has suffered, you know, beyond the standard conversation about not being funded and all that. But music has been proven scientifically, physiologically, to affect people in such a positive way, right? In mathematics and science and everything. Motor skills, all that stuff, and I just saw it decreasing and declining, and I saw what it did for me. So the first couple of years, I donated money to what's called the Fender Music Foundation, which I loved, but then I thought, this year, I was thinking about it, and I thought, well, I'm a musician, and I want to affect my own community by affecting music. Why am I circumventing the, you know, why am I going around the whole thing when I can circumvent the process? So I came up with this idea. Guitar is a hard thing to learn. It's a hard thing to get your hands around. They're expensive. They're very difficult to understand. You know, to kind of cross the threshold of getting, of making music with a guitar is high.
Yeah, yeah.
And I taught myself to play just by hacking away at it. And I've learned a lot of shortcuts in playing music. They're not the traditional education, how you're supposed to do it. But it allowed me to emote and write and feel and love it. And so what I decided I would do is I just did it on a whim. I started up, went to GoFundMe, and I set up a page. And what I was going to do is I was going to try and raise enough money to buy some guitars for my alma mater, St. Peter and Paul School in Boonville. And it went fantastically well. At the beginning of this week, I got 11 brand new guitars delivered to my house. I've had four donated. So I'm going to end up donating 15 amazing guitars, strings, tuners, the programs. And on top of this, as I've been putting this together, I've got an agreement from a lot of the musicians that I've worked with to give me video segments, you know, give me 15-minute segments of how they play and how they write and how they emote and the shortcuts they've learned, in hopes that I can get people not to learn the guitar per se, because there's a lot of good teachers out there that can teach them all the technicality of the guitar, but to put a guitar in their hands and show them that they are a musician, to cross that boundary. What you can see in a child's face when they learn to do that is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're right. There's you can get a lot from lessons, and I've taken lessons from some really good guitarists here in town, John Lofton and Lee Ruth and some cats like that. But there's nothing like just being able to sit there with it in your hand and just fart around on your own and figure out stuff on your own. That's where it happens.
Do you remember as a guitarist, do you remember that moment when you went from working to play it to all of a sudden being able to express with it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is what I want to cross. You know, I don't want to teach them how to be a master guitarist because I'm not. But I want them to get to that point where they can hold a guitar, whether it's drop down into open E or whatever it is, but get them to a point where they can sing a song, write a song, understand that they can create emotion with an instrument in their hands and their heart. And that's to get them to that point, they'll take it wherever they go from there in life. But that'd be a fantastic way to work.
The website again is TannerLeeMusic.com. He is on Facebook. Just find Tanner Lee. Man, we got to see him last week over at Cafe Berlin with the Missouri River Cultural Conservancy, which you know I'm talking about all the time here, and they're doing their Tuesday night shows with the Winter Sessions, and we had Tanner's band in there, and they were just terrific. We haven't mentioned the other guys. You got a great band out there with you.
Yeah, I got a great band. A bunch of guys that I know well and have stuck around through most of my life. David Oswald is plays bass for us and has somehow become the designated bus driver, which I love personally. I don't know how excited he is about that. A great, fantastic friend of mine from childhood that it has just matured himself into one of the most technical guitarists I know, Philip Aldridge. He's fantastic. He actually helped me produce Coffee, Water, Whiskey, and Wine. And then Ryan Hobart, which is a fantastic guy. We had a drummer prior. We've gone through a couple, and Ryan came on board, and he's the most laid-back, in-the-groove pocket drummer I've ever met, man. So bunch of great guys, all laid back, all in it to have a good time too, which is what this is all about.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck. We'll be looking forward to Grammys and see if Gary doesn't pull down that Grammy for that terrific Steel Drivers record. And boy, that'd just be another good step forward for you.
That'd be all right.
Tanner Lee, appreciate your time. Good to see you again.
Thanks a lot, Darren.
It's KBIA Thinking Out Loud, and we're visiting this week and next with some of the folks in the local music scene. We've got some terrific musicians in for this week's show and next. And our next guest is Anna Solstice. She's actually going to be performing tomorrow night at the Social Room here in Columbia. It's on North 8th Street. Doors open at 8. And the show will begin at 9 o'clock as she's got a new release that we're going to be talking about. Anna, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me, Darren.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk first of all about the new disc. It's a three-song sampler EP. I don't know how best to describe it, but talk about what you got going on there.
Yeah, I've got three songs that I recorded at Centro Cellar, Will Studio. Will Reeves is who I was working with and still working with. I still have some other songs that I'm working on, but I've got these three songs totally done, mixed and mastered, and I just couldn't wait to get everything done before I release something out there for everybody. It's been a long time in the making.
We've had in this week's show and next week's show, this group of people that are sort of at different places in the musical careers. Talk about where you're at and kind of how you got started doing this.
I didn't start playing outside of my living room until 2008. And I was playing open mics for a really long time. Then I started hosting open mics. And then I decided the songs that I was writing were good enough to go ahead and start recording. And that was about 4 years ago when I started, you know, with these songs that I thought, okay, this is right. I play a lot at Cooper's Landing, which they have a lot of original music there. I felt very welcome in that way. I didn't have to waste a bunch of my time learning Margaritaville. You
know? I want to ask you about this because this is something I talked with Morgan Manson from Simple Exchange. I talked with Tanner Lee about this. There, obviously, you pick up a guitar and you start playing Margaritaville. You start playing the songs that you know, that your parents taught you, whatever. And talk about the point at which you start writing your own tunes and what that was, how that process went for you.
I've always done that. I play the piano, and I was in choir all my life, in church choir and school choir, and my whole life. My mom said as soon as I spoke my first word, I was making up my first song. So that's every awesome. Instrument that I learned how to play, I just started writing songs on it. It's just come natural.
And a solstice, again, the party's happening tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Social Room, doors at 8 o'clock, and the show at 9 for the release party for the CD. And tell me about the song that we're going to hear from this.
The song is called Big Things Fall Down, and I play flute on it. I'm excited about the performance that we're going to do tomorrow night because John Galbraith, who is on this CD, will play the guitar, and I'll get to play my flute for the first time ever. So I'm excited. I did put that on. I played both the guitar and flute on it. And it's a song I wrote kind of about the river, kind of about too big to fall kind of stuff.
And this again is called Big Things Fall Down. It's Anna Solstice.
Thank you. edges of my lips and making me frown. Well, I can say what I want when I want all day to know it. Really bums me out when nothing. No, you can't stop a river when I'm cold, I shiver. Can't work on my music, gotta be a hole digger. When the wind blows hard, big things fall down. No, you can't stop a river when I'm cold, I shiver. Can't stop that last shot from hitting my liver.
Anna Solstice there again. That's going to be happening, her CD release party tomorrow night. It'll be at the Social Room on North 8th Street in Columbia. Open doors up at 8 and the show at 9. You mentioned John Galbraith. Tell me about the rest of the guys that are playing with you on this.
I'll have Alan Loshbaugh on bass and Mel Heibel-Steitz on drums with me. And at the Social Room, you'll want to remember that they require a password. It's kind of a neat little speakeasy place.
Uh-huh.
It's hidden behind a salon called Lips and Curls. You'll see that as the front. And it's just north of the courthouse there on 8th Street. And to find out the password, can I give them the number?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's 573-397-6442. And I'll announce it on Facebook if you're not my Facebook friend.
Okay. 397-6442 to get the password so you can get into that party tomorrow night. This has got to be exciting for you. I mean, when you're...
It's super duper exciting.
Yeah.
I haven't put any crap out there, you know. I didn't just go into... I did put some stuff on SoundCloud that I'd recorded on my computer, but I didn't want to release something like that. I wanted it to be really professional. Will is very professional, and his equipment is state-of-the-art. State-of-the-art, is that even state-of-the-art anymore? But anyway, yeah, I'm very excited to be able to put out something that I think... that I'm going to love these till the day I die, you know.
We are talking on today's show with people that are going out and trying to do this professionally. You've got a day job and you're playing nights and weekends, and that's got to be complicated. What's the ultimate goal? What are you really hoping to do with the music? Just keep doing what you're doing now and have fun with it?
I'd like to do music more. I mean, if I had my way and all the money in the world, I'd be in the recording studio every day, you know. And I'm excited to play in other places besides Columbia, tour around. I'm going to be playing in St. Louis coming up here in this month, so... yeah, I want to do more touring around. I do have several jobs that I do. Some of them are seasonal, like with the colleges, and some of them are just intermittent, and some of them are like every week. But yeah, I'm vacation from all of the hats that I have to wear. To wear one hat, and you know, today I have to wear like three hats.
Yeah.
So you know, to wear one hat in one day would be really awesome.
All right, again, the name is Anna Solstice, and you can find her on Facebook, the new CD being released, and they're going to have the release party tomorrow night. It'll be at the Social Room in Columbia. Again, doors open at 8, and the show at 9 o'clock, and there will be a password to get in. It all sounds like a lot of fun, and again, you can find that out on Facebook, or you can give them a call. It's 397-6442. Anna, thank you a lot. Have a great time tomorrow night, and good luck with the music.
Thank you.
It's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. Next up, True False isn't the only upcoming film festival in Columbia. This Sunday, the 6th Annual Wild and Scenic Film Festival will be sponsored by Missouri River Relief. Up next on Thinking Out Loud, KBIA's Trevor Harris talks with Missouri River Relief Program Manager Steve Schnarr about the festival.
This is our 6th year hosting the Wild and Scenic here in Columbia. And it's actually a traveling film festival. So there's a really big version of it that happens in California, Nevada City, every January. And they run, you know, that's real similar to the True False Film Festival here, right? They have 3 days of all kinds of films and directors come in. And then they pick some of those for organizations to choose from to sort of have their own mini version of the film festival. And that's what we host here. So it's about 3 hours worth of films that we select from about 150 films to choose from. And then we always throw in another one that we find somewhere here locally that we like to add to the mix. So we try to cover a variety of subject matter, tone, and different styles of films. And they're all pretty much short films. So our longest film this year is 25 minutes.
How do you connect having a film festival with Missouri River Relief and the protection work that you're doing along the Missouri River?
So a lot of the work that we do with Missouri River Relief is in the spring and the summer and the fall, right? So we kind of see this as a really cool opportunity to get people together in the middle of the winter to learn about some issues and stories from really all around the world, but also to inspire, and this goes into sort of the films that we choose, inspire people to feel like, oh, man, wait, I need to take action here. You know, I need to do something here, you know. So the film selections that we choose really weigh kind of heavy on stories about people seeing something that needs to be done in their community or in a large issue with the environment and doing it and succeeding. So we tend to select films that have that kind of narrative thread to them. It's really fun and effective. It's also a fundraiser to help us do what we do. It's kind of a wild mix of films. And one that was actually one that we brought to the table is called Blackwater Drifters. And that's about a couple of young guys who in 2014 paddled the entire Missouri and Mississippi River. And they were also meeting with people along the way to learn about some of the water quality impacts that the river suffers from, some of the environmental impacts. So they're actually working on a much longer film, something that's probably more like 2 hours, but they put together a 15-minute rough cut for us, and we're going to be showing that. And the film producer, Nick Caiza, who's now working in New York, he's going to stop by and introduce the film for us.
That was Missouri River Relief Program Manager Steve Schnarr talking about this Sunday's festival. Wild and Scenic Film Festival runs from 1 to 4 Sunday at Stevens College Windsor Auditorium. And he talked with our Trevor Harris. That is Thinking Out Loud for this evening. Thanks to our guests, Tanner Lee and Anna Solstice. We're going to have more great music on next week's show. Joe Newberry and members of A Simple Exchange. Tune in next Tuesday night for Thinking Out Loud here on KBIA. Till then, for Associate Producer Trevor Harris, I'm Darren Hellwedge. Have a great evening.